Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Forgive us for the late start. There was an incident in the M4, so usually takes us 20 minutes, half an hour at most. Inshallah, next time we come, we'll leave earlier. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa ashadu an la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Amma ba'd, and continuing with the aqidat Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qirawani al-Maliki, al-Salafi, who died in the year 386 Hijriya, explained by Imam the great scholar Ahmad ibn Yahya al-Najmi, rahimahullah. So the text, we got to the section on al-Qadr. He said, قَوْلُهُ وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. His statement, and to believe in the Qadr, the pre-decree, it's good and it's bad, حُلْوِهِ وَمُرْهِ, that which is sweet from it and that which is, يعني, مُرْهِ, يعني, that which is not sweet, bitter. We believe in everything, all of that. He says we believe in it. وَكُلُّ ذَلِكَ قَدْ قَدَّرَهُ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا, and all of that Allah has already ordained it or pre-decreed it. وَمَقَادِرُ الْأُمُورِ بِيَدِهِ, and the decree of the affairs is in his hands. وَمَصْدَرُهَا عَنْ قَضَائِهِ عَلِمَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ قَبْلَ كَوْنِهِ. So everything goes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the one who creates the good and the bad. He decrees all, whatever happens, he decrees it. عَلِمَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, and he knows everything. قَبْلَ كَوْنِهِ, before even it occurs. فَجَرَ عَلَى قَدْرِهِ, and it followed his qadr, his decree. وَلَا يَكُونُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ قول ولا عمل ولا يكون من عباده قول ولا عمل إلا وقد قضاه. There isn't any statement or action that any of his servants do or say except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already willed it. وسبق علمه به, and his knowledge has already preceded that action or that statement. ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. Doesn't he know the one who created while he is اللطيف, the one who takes care of your affairs, يعني your hidden affairs, and the one who has full knowledge over all the secret things and hidden things. Al-Khabir, the all-aware. Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah says, Al-Imanu bil-Qadr khairihi wa sharrihi ruknun min arkan al-Iman al-Sit. It's a pillar from the pillars of Iman al-Sit. And if you look at the hadith of Jibreel, it's mentioned there as from the pillars. And before that, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, where the Prophet ﷺ said, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَى خَمْسٍ شَهَادَةِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءِ الزَّكَاةِ. نعم, that's in the pillars of Islam. As for pillars of Iman, then it's in the hadith of Jibreel. In the hadith of Jibreel, he said, وَمَا الْإِيمَانِ قَالَ الْإِيمَانُ أَنْ تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. Then what did he say after that? واليوم الآخر. But when he came to Al-Qadr, he said, وَتُؤْمِنَ. Again, Shaykh Abdul Masih Abbad says, that, and Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, that here, the Prophet ﷺ, he repeated it, وَتُؤْمِنَ, to show you the seriousness of this belief in this Qadr. He didn't just say, and he believes in it. No. He repeated it, وَتُؤْمِنَ, وَأَن تُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. Whereas all the others he said, بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ, just wa wal atf. But when he came to Qadr, he said, he repeated, وَتُؤْمِنَ, يعني وَأَن تُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. Showing you the importance of this belief of Al-Qadr. Al-Qadr, pre-decree. And even in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, حَدَّثَنَا رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَهُوَ صَادِقُ الْمَصْدُوقُ. Again, to show you, because he's speaking about Qadr in this hadith, he said, صادق المصدق, to show you that the Prophet ﷺ is not speaking from himself. He is صادق عند الله, as Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah says, ومصدق عند الناس. So he's صادق عند الله. With Allah he is trusted, and with the people also, they trust him. Even the kuffar, they call him Al-Amin. Al-Amin, they see him as the truthful one. The truthful one, Al-Amin. And with Allah he is trusted. because he sent him with revelation. وَمَا يَنْتَقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Revelation that is revealed. He doesn't speak of his own accord. نعم. In Surah Al-Haqqa, in the other surah he said, نعم Surah Al-Haqqa, وَلَوْ تَقَوَّلَ عَلَيَّ بَعْضَ الْأَقَوِيلَ أَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينَ ثُمَّ لَقَطَعْنَا مِنْهُ الْوَتِينَ. If he were to bring anything from himself, then we would have snatched him, taken him by the right hand, and likewise we would have also cut off his jugular vein. If he said anything from himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever he said in the deen is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نعم. وَمَا أَتَاكُمَ رَسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ مَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. In that hadith of Sadiq al-Masduq, which is beautiful hadith, حَدَّثَ رَسُولُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَهُوَ صَادِقُ الْمَصْدُوقِ, he said, إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ يُجْمَعُ خَلْقُهُ فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا نُطْفَةً ثُمَّ يَكُونُ عَلَقَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مُضْغَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يُرْسَلُ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَنْفُخُ فِيهِ الرُّوحَ وَيُؤْمَرُ بِكَتْبِ أَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتٍ. هَذَا قَدَرٌ. And he is ordered to write four things, the angel, after blowing 120 days of the creation of that sperm from a nutfa to something which clings, alaqa, to a mudgha, to a chewed piece of flesh, and then Allah fashioned you with bones and so on. After 120 days the angel comes and is ordered to blow the spirit in you, and then you become human insan. That's why Shaykh Ubaid Hafizullah says, after that, if the baby dies, you do Salat al-Janazah for that baby. After that, then you do Salat al-Janazah for that baby. If before that, then it's not considered to be, and there's a difference between even before that, but after that, definitely, it is considered to be a human being. And therefore, Janazah is performed for that fetus. And so that hadith of Sadiq al-Masduq, four things. يُؤْمَرُ بِكَتْبِ أَرْبِ كَلِمَاتِ, بِكَتْبِ أَجَلِهِ, his ajal, his lifespan, how long you're going to live. It's already written for you, before you came out into this dunya. Ajal. إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ السَّاعَةَ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. When the time comes, it is not preceded an hour, nor is it delayed. The amal, when it's going to be amal salih, amal sayyi, all of that, Allah knows before you even do it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your rizq, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ, your provision, you're going to be rich, poor, it doesn't matter. Maybe Allah, if you're rich, or it doesn't matter if you're poor, so long as what is important is that you are, if you're rich, you are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, helping the poor. And if you are poor, then you are patient. Then you are patient. Patient upon the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, he showed the brother the way, he's outside. Just outside. So in this hadith, four things. And the last one is shaqiyun aw sa'id. What does it mean, shaqiyun aw sa'id? This means at the point of death, because every one of us is happy at some time of our life, and every one of us gets sad at some point of our life. But what is meant in this hadith, as the scholars mentioned in Medina, that this is at the point of death. When you come to, you die, are you going to be happy or are you going to be sad? The happy one is he who is upon istiqamah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Because they are not afraid, nor are they distressed. And they have good opinion about their Lord at the point of death. They have good opinion. And this is a good sign. They have good opinion about their Lord. So when the person dies, alhamdulillah, before he dies, he has good opinion. I'm going to meet my Lord. He loves to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're living this life, the narrowness of this life, to meet your Lord. Your Lord, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. The one who created you in the first place. You think he's going to leave you. You think he's going to not take care of you. The one who took care of you in the dunya, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who gave you guidance in the dunya. Na'am, he showed you two paths. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. But he guided you to the right path, Sirat al-Mustaqim. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, because you are upon طاعة, obedience to Allah, obedience to the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم. ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فأولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم, and they are the ones Allah has blessed, من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين, from the prophets, the truthful ones, the martyrs and scholars, and the صالحين, the righteous ones. وحسن أولئك رفيقا, what a beautiful companionship that is. Allah guided you to that. So this is at the point of death for the believer, he is not distressed. He's happy, he's content, his soul leaves him, because angel comes to him, you see. Angel comes to him and sent him glad tidings. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. Glad tidings to you, paradise, Ya Abdullah. That which you were promised. So your siyam is not in vain. Your salah is not in vain. Your ibadah is not in vain. Your tawakkul upon Allah is not in vain. Your zikr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in vain. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ. Those who remember Allah much, male and female, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Allah has prepared for them forgiveness and a great reward. This is what Allah has prepared for you, Ya Abdullah, if you are upon the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, day and night. وَصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. So be patient with those who call upon their Lord morning and evening. When they get up there, fajr there with the Muslims. وَرْكَعُوا مَعَ الرَّاكِعِينَ, doing ruku' with those who do ruku'. And when they are in the other salawat, they are with the Muslims doing the ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are righteous with them, with their parents and with their families and with their neighbors. They are good models, role models. Ibadullah. Following the 15 attributes of Ibadullah. What are the 15 attributes of Ibadullah? Surah Al-Furqan. Surah Al-Furqan. And inshallah, there is a book. If the brother can bring some copies here so we can give some books out. Can you ask the brother outside who brought the books? Ask him to bring some of the books, Ibadur Rahman, which has been explained by Sheikh Saleh Al-Suhaimi, translated, alhamdulillah, into English. For those 15 attributes, Surah Al-Furqan, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنَ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا, until the end. Because of time, otherwise we mention it. Inshallah, one time we go through it again. الْإِيمَانُ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. So believing in the Qadr, this hadith, the ulama always they use it. This hadith of Sadiq al-Masduq. This is a hadith showing you clearly that Qadr is prescribed and is legislated. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's going to happen before it happens. And Abdullah ibn Umar, بَيْنَمَا رَضِيَ عَنْهُمَا بَيْنَمَا هُوَ دَاخِلُ الْمَسْجِدِ اكْتَنَفَهُ رَجُلَانِ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْبَصْرَةِ فَقَالَ أَحَدُهُمَا وظن أن صاحبه سيكد الكلام إليه وقال إنه قد ظهر قبلنا أقوام يقرؤون القرآن ويتقفرون العلم لق ويزعمون أن لا قدر وأن الأمر أنف. Two of the تابعين, they saw Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما. This is how they used to be. They look for the elders, someone who's from the Sahaba. They're looking for him, anyone from the ulama. Who are they? They would go to the Sahaba. Each one going to the one who is the best of them in the generation. Just like nowadays, we would go to Sheikh Saif Fuzan, we would go to Sheikh Abdul Masabad, Sheikh Rabi bin Hadi, we would go to the elders amongst the ulama, and it's not, knowledge is not restricted to the elders, huh? Whoever says that, then he is, we're not restricted to knowledge to the elders, but the fact we say, al-baraka ma'a kabirahum, doesn't mean that you are restricting knowledge to the elders, Ya Abdullah. That's why the Prophet said, إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمِ تَعَلُّمْ وَإِنَّمَا الْحِلْمِ تَعَلُّمْ. Ilm is by learning, and patience is by going through it, being patient. So some people, they think when you say, al-baraka ma akab, you say, oh, you're limiting to only the elders. لا يا عبد الله. It means that you need to do more learning, because you haven't understood what is meant by akabirikum. You haven't understood when you say the elders, not because it's restricted to them. نعم, فَسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الدِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. This is general. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. But going to the elders, yani, for the experience, for the, yani, the age, the experience and the knowledge that they carry, and they've been through istiqama with this for 50, 60 years, yani, they have something to offer that maybe others don't, through what the trials that they have been through. From that angle, from the angle of the praise of others to them, whereas many, many young ones, or where they are just beginning in the path, then they have not gone through a lot of the trials and tribulations. But at the end of the day, we follow the dalil. Even if it's elder, Sheikh Rabbi Hafidhullah says, even if it's elder, and a young one has knowledge that he doesn't have, you take the knowledge. You take the knowledge. So the asal is dalil. اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنْزَلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا مِنْ دُونِ أَوْلِيَاءَ. But there's no contradiction in saying, you know, in times of fitna, for example, times of tribulation, following the example of the Sahaba who used to go to, like Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, when he went to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and asked him, there is a group of people, they're doing in the masjid certain thing. He didn't make inkar upon them. He went to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Abu Abdurrahman, said, I saw this, seeking advice. نعم seeking advice. ولا يزال العلم ولا يزال الناس على خير ما أخذوا العلم عن أكابرهم عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه said that. So this is not contradiction, rather taking from them, taking from the authentic Sunnah. At the end of the day, it's the Dalil we follow, no doubt. And this is not used to reject the Dalil. Rather, this is used to take from their experience and to take from their understanding, knowledge, and And there's no contradiction there between the two. The asr is taking the knowledge. فَظَنَّ أَنَّ صَاحِبَهُ سَيَكُلُ الْكَلَامُ إِلَيْهِ. So they went to the elder at that time, or from the elders amongst the Sahaba رضي الله عنهم, Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما, and they said, we have seen in Basra people denying the Qadr. Denying the Qadr. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know an affair until it happens. This is denying the Qadr. Allah doesn't know an affair has happened until it happens. Or another way of denying the Qadr is na'am, which is they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, He decrees the good, but He doesn't decree the bad. They misunderstand. You know who used to say this? The leader of Hizb al-Tahrir, Taqiyyuddin al-Nabhani, the one they follow, he used to say this. He used to not accept that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates everything. Na'am, as Ahl al-Sunnah we say, Allah creates everything. He creates the action and people choose what to do. وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. And we guided them to two paths. Either this path or that path that people will choose. It doesn't mean Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants bad for you. Allah wants good for you. Allah wants ease for you. يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants ease, not hardship for you. And Allah, but everything has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says, إِنَّ خَلَقْنَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ بِقَدَرٍ. We have created everything upon a decree. Upon a decree. So good and bad are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people to choose as a test for them. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. To test you, to see those who do correct deeds. So this is a good path and there's a bad path. You follow, you choose which one you want. But in the end, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Just give me about 5 or 6 copies of the top ones. وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. This is a new book which just come out, so you'll be the first ones to get it, inshallah. 15 attributes of the Ibadullah. I'll give out some copies free, inshallah, today. This Sheikh Saleh bin Sa'd al-Suhaimi, Hafizullah. So your patience here, you get reward, inshallah. You get some benefit. So this hadith, which is the first hadith in Sahih Muslim, the hadith of Al-Qadr, this hadith here, إِذَا لَقِيْتَ أُولَٰئِكَ فَأَخْبِرْهُمْ أَنِّي بُرَاءٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَأَنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْهُمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ بُرَاءٌ مِّنِّي. As in the narration says, that tell them I have nothing to do with them and they have nothing to do with me. Because why? They deny the Qadr. They deny the Qadr. So look how they used to treat the innovators. This is who? Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. That is how they used to treat the innovators. Those who innovate into the religion. Not that they would come close to them and we are from the same tribe, we're from the same city, we're from the same area. No. His family member. No. It is a matter of deen, Ya Abdullah. It is a matter of قال الله قال رسول الله قال الصحابة. And many of the Sahaba, look, they have some beautiful statements here. And all of the Sahaba, beautiful statements. And I'll just read you some of them here. Sufyan al-Thawri rahimahullah and other than them. No. Regarding the innovators and how we should free ourselves from the innovators. Just as this narration of Abdullah ibn Umar clarifies to each and every one of us that we don't be with the people of innovation. And we don't mix with the people of innovation. For they will only harm your deen. And we don't argue with them. Not even half an ayah we should listen from them. Not even half an ayah. So we have Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu. قال عليكم بالسبيل والسنة. Upon you is to follow the path and the sunnah. فإنه ليس من عبد على سبيل مسنة ذكر الله تعالى ففاضت عيناه من خشية الله فتمسه النار أبدا. He said, because there isn't a servant who is upon the sabil and the sunnah who remembers Allah and his eyes flow with tears from the fear of Allah, that the hellfire would not touch him at all. that the hellfire will not touch him at all. And Abdullah ibn Saud radiallahu anhu said, اقتصاد في السنة خير من اجتهاد في بدعة. Economizing on the sunnah is better than striving, putting much effort upon bid'ah. And he also said, اتبعوا ولا تبتدعوا فقد كفيتم. Follow and do not innovate, for it is sufficient for you. And Al-Auza'i rahimahullah said, ندور مع السنة حيث دارت. We turn with the sunnah wherever it turns. If the sunnah is going this way, we go with it. If it's going that way, we go with it. ندور مع السنة حيث دارت. Wherever it goes. And Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah, he said, لا يصح قول إلا بعمل. Speech is not correct except with action. You could get somebody speaking good, but he has no action. That's not good. In fact, this against him, يوم القيامة. It's against him. It's not all about talking. Talking is easy. But عمل الصالح, real actions, righteous actions. This is what is sought. نعم, upon the correct aqidah. Then he says, وَلَا يُسِحُ قَوْلُ عَمَلْ إِلَّا بِنِيَّةِ. This requires intention. وَلَا Do you do it for Allah's sake or for other than Allah? وَلَا يُسِحُ قَوْلُ عَمَلْ وَنِيَّةِ إِلَّا بِسُنَّةِ. But all that must be according to the sunnah. Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فضيل ابن عياض, he says, اتبع طرق الهدى ولا يضرك قلة السالكين وإياك وطرق الضلالة ولا تقتر بكثرة الهالكين. Upon you is to follow the path of guidance and do not it will not harm you, the few followers, not harm you. قليل من عبادي الشكور, few of my slaves are grateful. ولا تجد أكثر الناس ولا حرصت بمؤمنين. You will not find most of mankind, if you try, you will not find them as true believers. وإياك وطرق الضلالة, and be wary and warned of the misguided paths. ولا تقتر بكثرة الهالكين, and do not be deceived by the many ones who are falling into destruction. وقال عبد الله مسعود, نعم, we mentioned that already, رانو, when he said to them in the better count your sins, they were doing bid'ah, he said, count your sins. They said, they only intended good. He said, كم نريد الخير من ذلك. How many people intend good but don't reach it? So when Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said to him, tell them I have nothing to do with them and they have nothing to do with me. Likewise with the innovators, we have nothing to do with them and they have nothing to do with me. They are the ones who change Islam. Nowadays you have Sufi Salafi. How? It's impossible. One upon shirk and bid'ah, the other one upon tawheed and sunnah. How can you mix water with oil? You mix? It's not mixed, still separate, huh? How can you mix sunnah with bid'ah? And shirk with tawheed. Kaif. This confused people, wallah, because they disconnected from the ulama. Is this what the ulama are teaching in Mecca and Medina and other places? Is this what they are teaching? In Medina, the Prophet already told us in Medina there will be ilm and there will be iman. They will go back there. Al-Iman ya'rizu ila al-Madinati kama ta'rizu al-hayyatu ila juhriha. The Prophet said, iman will go back to Medina just like the snake goes to his hole. And the ulama explained that this is, where does the knowledge come from? Where does iman come from? Except with ilm and nafi'. This is from knowledge, beneficial knowledge. So this is, you'll find much khair and much good in Medina, no doubt. And it's still good, mashallah, tabarakallah. From when the Messenger ﷺ was teaching, and after him the Sahaba like Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhuma, when he's teaching in the Masjid al-Nabawi. And after him, Imam Malik teaching. And many, many others from the ulama teaching in this Masjid al-Nabawi. And that's why Shaykh Ali Nasir Faqih, he said, this is the first university. You won't get certificate and you think, mashallah, alim, huh? No, this is not how one becomes alim. Al-ilm, huh? It's not that easy. Ilm is khashyatillah. Ilm is fear of Allah. Na'am. This is a narration from Hassan al-Basri. The meaning is correct even though the narration is not authentic. There's two types of knowledge. Knowledge of the tongue and knowledge of the heart. As for knowledge of the tongue, there's data. As for knowledge of the heart, is fear of Allah. The meaning is correct even though the narration is not authentic. The meaning is correct. The ulama say the meaning is correct. Knowledge of the heart is fear of Allah. MashaAllah, you can speak, but where's your khashiyah? Where's your fear of Allah? This is what matters at the end of the day. Your fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a man will come yawm al-qiyamah and he'll be going around the mill. Just like a donkey going around the mill. And you'll be going around his intestines, coming out. He said, didn't you used to order us to do good? He says, Naam, I used to order you to do good, but I didn't do it myself. I used to forbid you from evil, but I would do it myself. So it's all about fear of Allah, ya ikhwan, and about hope as well. Worshipping Allah upon fear and hope. Two wings the believer he flies with. Fear and hope. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. So Abdullah ibn Umar said to them, I have nothing to do with you and you have nothing to do with me. This is how the Salafi should be today. The Sunni, Salafi upon the Athar, upon the narrations. I have nothing to do with you and you have nothing to do with me. You go your way, I go my way. Unless you want the Haqq. If you want the Haqq, Alhamdulillah, follow the Haqq. اتبع ما أنزل اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دون أولياء. نعم. وإذا قيل لهم اتبعوا ما أنزل إلى الرسول قالوا بل نتبع ما وجدنا عليه آباؤنا أو لو كان الشيطان يدعوهم إلى عذاب السعير. When he said to them, follow that which has been revealed, they say, shall we leave? Shall we not follow that which our forefathers have come with? Isn't this what most of the Muslims are saying? They follow his upon madhab, this madhab and that, blindly follow it. My forefathers, my imam said, my sheikh said, my forefathers said, my tribe said. But not the Rasul said. Why? Not Sahaba radiallahu anhum conveyed. Why? When it should be, this is the asal. أَوَلَوْ كَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Even if the shaytan is calling them to the hellfire, is calling to the punishment of Sa'ir, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلى الله سلامة صلى الله سلامة اللهم أجنا من النار اللهم أجنا من النار اللهم أجنا من النار اللهم سألك الجنة الفردوس اللهم سألك الجنة الفردوس اللهم سألك الجنة الفردوس. Hadith before the end of Sunan Majah, whoever says this three times, calling to paradise, to enter paradise and to keep away from the hellfire three times, the paradise says, oh Allah, give him Jannah. And likewise, the hellfire says, oh Allah, keep him away from the hellfire. Allahu Akbar. Beautiful hadith. I never see this hadith anywhere else. That's why Sunan Majah is this from the six books of hadith. Why is this last one instead of one Malik's Muwatta? Why? Because Sunan Majah has got zawaid, has got narrations in there you won't find anywhere else. So the ulama of hadith, they chose it to be the sixth book. The sixth book of hadith, because you find hadith there, you won't find anywhere else, either in meaning or in text. Na'am. More than 4,000 hadith. إذا لقيت أولئك فأخبرهم أني بريء منهم وهم براء مني. والذي يحلف به عبد الله بن عمر. And the one who عبد الله بن عمر swears by, لو أنفق أحدهم مثل أحد ذهبا ما تقبل منه حتى يؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره. If any one of them were to give charity the size of Uhud in gold, it will not be accepted from them until they believe in al-Qadr correctly. Allah. Look how heavy the belief is, Ya Abdullah. From this hadith, Shaykh Rabi' Hafizullah says, the importance, the heaviest thing on the scales on Yawm al-Qiyamah is your aqeedah. Heaviest thing is your aqeedah. That's why Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, always you see in his books, he's talking about the heart. Why is he always talking about the heart? Because your heart has your aqeedah in there. This is your belief. This is your belief, number one. And number two, your actions of the heart. How much do you love Allah? إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Allah will love you. If you follow the Messenger of Allah, you claim to love Allah, this is the ayah of the test. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمُ اللَّهُ غَفُرْ رَحِيمُ. You say that you love Allah, but you don't follow Him. How can it be? Contradiction. So many of these groups, they say they love Allah, but where is ittiba'? Where is the following of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You love Allah and you start with fadail al-a'mal, like the Jama'at Tabligh. No. You love Allah, you start with Tawheed. إِنَّكَ ذَاهِبٌ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ شَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ. In one narration you can say, the scholar Sheikh Muhammad Aqeed said, you can say it like this. فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلَ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ شَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ. Or you can say, فَلْيَكُنْ أَوَّلُ مَا تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَيْهِ شَهَادَةَ أَنْ لَا إِلَىٰ اللَّهِ. نعم. Both ways is acceptable, according to the grammar. Naam. Both of them are acceptable. فَلْيَكُنْ كَانَ وَخَوَاتُهَا. You know the rulings. Let them, first thing, call to Tawheed. Testification that none has the right to do worship except Allah. That's the first thing they call. In one narration, أن يوحد الله, that they single Allah out in worship. This is your call, Ya Abdullah. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. Call to Tawheed first. Tawheed أولاً يا دعاة الإسلام. الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله mentioned in one lecture. Tawheed أولاً يا دعاة الإسلام. Now they say you can learn Tawheed in 5 minutes, 10 minutes. How, Ya Abdullah? When Tawheed is Ikhlas. They used to learn Ikhlas their whole life. They would learn in Ikhlas until they die. They're fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're fearing that maybe they don't have Ikhlas. They're fearing that maybe that they slip. Naam, they fear they slip because they are afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they hope to meet Him and they love Him. They worship Allah upon these three: fear, love, and hope. But you learn 10 minutes Tawheed? How? How you learn Tawheed 10 minutes? SubhanAllah. MashaAllah, guaranteed. Yani, you already reached. You passed the bridge. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How? How could it be? Ikhlas is whole lifetime, Ya Abdullah. Because إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالِ بِخَوَاتِي. The actions are taken by the end result. As the Messenger Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So how are you going to be when you die? Maybe you slip, a fitna comes upon you, it's too much for you, and you leave the deed. Is anyone guaranteed here anything? Allah, we're not guaranteed anything. That's why always we call upon Allah in our sujood. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenak. Oh, change of the hearts, make our heart firm upon your deed. Always call upon Allah to guide us to sirat al-mustaqim. Always holding onto this deed with the molar teeth. This is coming from outside, forgive me. Now, Salam to Allah. Alhamdulillah, Yaqi, I'm in a lecture now. If you call me in about an hour, I'm in public. Barakallahu fiqh. Salam to Allah. I thought sometimes it's... إذا لقيت أولئك فأخبرهم أني بريء منهم وأنهم بريء. So here again, Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما is showing you the importance of عقيدة. عقيدة أولا يا دعاة الإسلام, and that is the heaviest thing on the scales from your the rights of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And that's why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to معاذ رضي الله عنه, يا معاذ أتدري ما حق الله على العباد؟ قال الله ورسوله أعلم. قال وما حق الله على وما حق العباد الله؟ قال الله رسول أعلم. قال حق الله على العباد أن يعبدوه ولا يشركوا به شيئا. This is the rights of Allah. That you worship Him and you don't commit shirk with Him in anything. And the حق of the عباد على الله إن فعلوا ذلك. If they do that, and لا يعذب من لا يشرك به شيئا. That He will not punish those who do not commit shirk with Him in anything. So shirk is an evil thing. And عقيدة most important for you, يا عبد الله. So be careful whom you take your deen from, as Ibn Sirin rahimullah said, Inna hada al-ilm deen, fanzur amman ta'khuduna deenakum. Be careful whom you take your deen from. Not from anyone. Take it from the ahl al-ilm. Take it from the scholars and read from their books. And take from them. So then he mentioned the hadith of Jibreel. That's the rest of the narration, Sahih Muslim. Naam. So who are the groups that misguided in Qadr? The Qadariya. The Nufat, the Negators. Those, he says, who claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He only qaddar al-khayr, only. He only decreed good, but not the bad. And who's upon that? Taqiyyadin Nabhani, leader of Hizb al-Tahrir. They want Islamic state upon this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Qadriyat al-Ghulat. They are the ones who say, the extreme amongst them, they say, that the abd, the servant, is forced to do what he is doing, whether it is disbelief or iman or obedience or sin. They claim that the person is like a feather, you know, feather goes with the wind, wherever it goes, takes him, he goes. They are the qadrat al-ghulat. Now, and they are, we know that they are the jabriya. The jabriya, those who say that you are majbur, that the abd is majbur, is forced to do what he does. Is forced to do. That means, he doesn't have will. And Allah says, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ, which means that you have a will. This is a refutation of the Jabriya. إِلَّا أَيَشَاءَ اللَّهُ, refutation of the Qadriya. Except by the will of Allah. Except that Allah wills. Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah said, explaining this hadith, this ayah, he said, that this clearly shows that the mashi'ah of Allah is to do with His rububiyyah, is to do with His lordship, meaning that nobody escapes the mashi'ah of Allah. Nothing escapes from the will of Allah. Everything happens by His will. Everything happens by His will, based upon a great wisdom. And then Sheikh Ahmed rahimullah mentions two great important points here, and that is the two types of qadr. Qadr al-kawni, the natural decree, and qadr al-shar'i, that which Allah loves you for you to do, and that is what He has legislated. Salah, siyam, zakah. Allah loves for you fasting, for you, Ya Abdullah. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzi bihi. Fasting is for me and I reward it. He didn't say how much the reward is, showing you how great the reward is. Tasahharu fa inna bi suhuri barakah. Do the suhur because there's barakah in there. There's blessing in there. He didn't limit it. Blessing for you, your family, your children, your deen, your dunya, akhirah. Blessing upon blessing upon blessing. Just what? By following the sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and delaying the suhur. You have so many blessings, Ya Abdullah. Because this is the time where the mustaghfirin, they are in the ashar, the last part of the night, they are doing istighfar. والمستغفرين بالأسحار. والمستغفرين بالأسحار. They are doing forgiveness, istighfar, calling upon Allah. When He descends in the lowest heavens, and He says, who is there that is calling upon you, I may give him? Who is there that is seeking forgiveness of me, that I may forgive him? So they are upon that. They are upon that. So that is the Qadr al-Shar'i. As for Qadr al-Kawni, Qadr al-Kawni, Ya Abdullah, the natural decree. Earthquakes occur, tsunamis occur, floods occur, people don't worship Allah, that occurs, the kuffar upon their kufr, that occurs. Allah doesn't love that. But they occur based upon His wisdom. Based upon His great wisdom, He knows, مَنْ يَهْدِهِ اللَّهُ فَلَا مُضِلَّ لَهُ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. Whoever Allah guides, there's no one to misguide. Whoever Allah misguides due to a perversion in his heart, He leaves him in his path He has chosen. نَوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّ وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Because He chose to go against and contend with the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And He chose to go against the way of the believers, the Sahaba, because He didn't believe in ijma' of Sahaba. Because He's thinking that I want my opinion to go forward. I want my thinking to go forward. So if we have ijma' sahaba way, then no room for you to think and have your own opinion, because they already showed us the deen through the Rasulullah's sayings and through Allah's sayings. They already clarified the deen to us. So the issue of Qadr al-Kawni, these occur based upon His great wisdom. Maybe we know it, maybe we don't know it, and we shouldn't question why. Because وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْؤُولُونَ. Make them stand. They are the ones to be responsible. They are the ones to be questioned. Allah is not to be questioned about what He does. لَا يُسْأَلْ عَمَّا يَفْعَلْ وَهُمْ يُسْأَلُونَ. Not to be questioned about what He does, but they are the ones to be questioned. Based upon His great hikmah, these occur. Droughts occur based upon His hikmah. As is mentioned in one narration, because the people don't pay the zakah, this occurs. And if it wasn't for the animals, it wouldn't send rain down to the ground. So this is hikmah. People don't pay zakah. They want to blame Allah. They don't pay the zakah. Naam. They don't calculate it in the year, how much they should apportion. Because they're miserly. Bukhala. They withhold. And they want to blame Allah for calamities. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, naam. From His natural decree, it occurs. And it's based upon His great wisdom. Maybe we know it, maybe we don't know it. That which we know is already mentioned in Sharia. That which we don't know is kept with Him. And we believe. كُلٌ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ. Does this mention Qadr in this verse? In Surah Al-Baqarah? Shaykh Abdul Razzaq said, نعم, it does. How? Because when you say amantu billahi, then you amantu bi'ilmi Allahi. And from the qadr is the ilm of Allah. The qadr is the ilm of Allah. So it's mentioned in there. So don't let the deviant one say to you, oh look, Qadr is not mentioned in this verse. It is there. كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. And from the iman of Allah is that you believe in Him correctly. And from the iman of Allah is that you believe that He knows whatever is going to happen, when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen. He knows the details of everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is hidden from Him. Na'am. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Allah, and also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not oppress. In that which He decrees, He does not oppress. And He mentions here, in Surah An-Nisa, verse 40, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. Allah does not oppress even a ذَرَّة, an atom's weight of a deed, or an atom's weight of an action. Allah does not oppress even that, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ تَكُ حَسَنَةً يُضَاعِفْهَا. If it's a good deed, it will make it magnified. وَيُؤْتِي مِنْ دَتُنْهُ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And He will, from Himself, give great reward. And in Surah Yunus, verse 44, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَظْلِمُ النَّاسَ شَيْئًا. Allah does not oppress the people in anything. وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. But the people are oppressing themselves. وَلَكِنَّ النَّاسَ أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. And in the Hadith Qudsi, يَا عِبَادِي, O my slaves, O my worshippers, إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي. I have forbidden oppression upon myself. إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي. Allahu Akbar. وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا. And I have made it between you haram. It's haram to oppress your Muslim brother, ya akhi. To lie about him. To cheat him. To deceive him. It's haram, ya akhi. Is this how much your knowledge has reached you? The more you learn, the more faithful you should be with Allah. But the more you learn and you are more oppressing. How is that? It doesn't make sense. It means, where is the sincerity, ya Abdullah? There's something missing. Something great. You learn more and you're more oppressive. How could that be? How could that be? Oppressing you lie. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِيَّاكَ وَالْكَذِبْ. Be warned that you fall into lying. Be warned of lies. فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبْ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. Because lying leads you to fujur, evil deeds. Transgression, bad deeds. وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورِ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And that leads you to the hellfire. So you begin to lie, you are heading on the path of the hellfire. You lie and you lie and you lie until you're known to be a liar. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَكْذِبْ حَتَّى يُكْتَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. You become a liar with Allah. He knows that you are a liar. SubhanAllah. وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَصْدُقْ حَتَّى يُكْتَبُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. And the abd continues to be truthful until he's written with Allah as a truthful person. Na'am. Being truthful, ya Abdullah. Why do you want to oppress anyone else? He will come yawm al-qiyamah taking your deeds. أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ. Do you know who the bankrupt one is? Muflis is not the one who doesn't have money, dinar and dirham. That's not the muflis. The muflis is the one who comes on yawm al-qiyamah, is bankrupt. SubhanAllah, he had so many deeds. What happened to those deeds? They've been taken away. يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا وَأَخَذَ مَالَ هَذَا. He had insulted this one, and he had hurt this one, and he has taken the wealth of this one. هَذَا هُوَ الْمُفْلِسِ. He's bankrupt. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ he comes like that. And the person who comes with deeds, white and pure, the size of Mount Tihama. Na'am. The Hadith of Thawban. Sahih Muslim. He comes, Yawm al-Qiyamah, these white and pure, be turned to dust. They said to him, why did he turn to dust? He turned to dust because he used to enter the haram in secret. MashaAllah, in front of others is good, but when he's alone, he's on the haram. Alas, he's upon haram. Bankrupt. These turn to dust. Ikhlas, ya Abdullah. وأنا وأن نعم. And then he mentioned وَأَنَّا لَا نَدْرِي أَشَرٌ أُرِيدَ بِمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَمْ أَرَادَ بِهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ رَشَدًا. So here the jinn likewise affirming the knowledge, the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who wills whatever occurs, He wills it. So good and bad is created and the people choose what to do. So they have a choice and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills it whatever occurs. And look in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَبَّيْكَ وَاسْتَعْدَيْكَ وَالْخَيْرُ كُلُّهُ فِي يَدَيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ وَاسْتَعْدَيْكَ. لَبَّيْكَ in Arabic means لَبَّيْكَ. Here I am, O Allah, I'm at your service. This is what it means. When you say لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ لَبَّيْكَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَكَ لَبَّيْكَ, all of these means لَبَّيْكَ, here I am, O Allah, at your service. This actual word لَبَّيْكَ is affirmation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hearing. Because you don't say that to anyone except that he hears you. Because you're waiting for him to reply. And this is what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said. This word here is affirmation that Allah hears. This word here is affirmation that Allah speaks. Because you are waiting for his reply. That means he speaks. Nah? And he does speak to the Hujjaj. He speaks to the angels and he says to them, sorry, the Hujjaj, no. To the angels, and he says to them, he boasts to the angels, they have come to me dusty, disheveled. And on that day, on Yom al-Arafah, a lot of people are taken out of the hellfire. And the person, if he comes and he does Arafah, he does the other pillars of Hajj, not just Arafah, and then goes home. No, he has to fulfill the rest of the pillars. And then he comes back as though he's baby born, yani a newborn baby, because he kept away from fusuq, sin, transgression, and rafat, yani argumentation. And so he comes back born baby, clean, sinless. It's the only act of ibadah which removes, yani after, of course, kalimat al-tawheed does that as well if you do tawbah. But this one here is an action of ibadah which removes also major sins. But all the other major sins, and all major sins require tawbah. But Hajj will make null and void all of those major sins if you have committed that. And likewise, obviously, if you become Muslim, you say kalimat al-tawheed with ikhlas, and you follow Islam, all your bad deeds forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how Allah is merciful. If you did shirk, you did killing, you did zina, fornication, and you turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قُلْ يَا عِبَادَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Forgive us. Look how Allah is merciful. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَٰلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ تَوْبَةً يَا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات. He will change their bad deeds to good deeds. وكان الله غفورا رحيما. نعم. ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فأولئك يتوب إلى الله متابا. They're the ones Allah takes their repentance. They're sincere. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. واتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون. نعم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened that door for you, ya Abdullah, of tawbah, and to turn back to him sincerely, in repentance sincerely. And تقول نفسه يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله وإن كنت لمن الساخرين. The person, he was mocking Islam, mocking the believers, but he turned to repentance. And تقول نفسه يا حسرة على, such that the person doesn't come on the day of judgment with regret. يا حسرة على العباد. They don't come on regretting on day of judgment for what they have done. So they do tawbah before they die. Because they seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They seek to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that there is no way out, ya Abdullah. There's no way. وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. He is the qahir above you, above his slaves, above his servants. So where are you going to go? أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. خلاص. When that time comes, you either فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ أو فَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابُهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَهِ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَهِ هُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ في جنة عالية قطوفها دانية
كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية.
In the other verse. نعم, this is the reality, Abdullah.
نسأل الحق. أما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه. يا ليتني, look how the person is regretting. يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه, because his book is full of sins. It's full of oppression to himself, doing shirk, bid'ah, and whatever it is, disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, full of sins, oppressing Muslims by lying.
And look, if it's just between you and him, how about if it's on the internet around the whole world, and you are lying? SubhanAllah, everybody sees that you are lying. How can you be in Yawm al-Qiyamah? Are you so sure of yourself, Ya Abdullah? Are you so sure that you are saved? Are you so sure that you will enter paradise? Are you so sure that you're not going to meet your Lord?
اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك شهيدا. It's enough for you as a witness to yourself. And who is a greater witness than Allah? قل أي شيء أكبر شهادة. قل الله. Who is the best in witness?
قل الله. شهيد بيني وبينكم.
He is a witness between me and you. نعم, he will bring you to account, Ya Abdullah.
You won't escape. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ.
Good deed, bad deed, you're going to see it, Ya Abdullah. No doubt about it. We're going to all return to Allah.
So when is the time that you're going to go back to Allah? When is that time? Don't you believe in the Qadr, the pre-decree, that in the end you will go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Don't you believe that? Don't you believe that in the end the knowledge belongs to Allah? He is the one who has full knowledge of all affairs.
نعم.
فمن يعمل, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وأما من أوتي كتابه بشماله فيقول يا ليتني لم أوت كتابيه ولم أدري ما حسابيه. يا ليتها, يا ليتني, يا ليتها, إن
كانت القاضية ما أغنى عني مالية هلك عني سلطانية خذوه فغلوه.
You know سلطانية, you know سلطانية, he has no power, authority anymore. In this life you can move around, do what you like, lie about your Muslim brother, oppress your Muslim brother, deceive others, cheat them, take their wealth, hit them, oppress them, insult them.
But that time you have no choice now, because you are the one now to be questioned. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُ مَسْؤُولٌ. You are the one now to be accounted for, your actions. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَ. Wealth did not benefit you. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ.
So take him and chain him.
ثُمَّ الْجَحِيمَ صَلُّوهُ.
خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. نعم.
Take him, seize him, and chain him, and put him in the hellfire. 70 chains, 70 cubits.
خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. And before that he said,
صلى الله عليه وسلم. خُذُوهُ فَغُلُّوهُ. ثم الجحيم صلوه ثم في سلسلة ضرعها 70 ذراعا فاسلكوه إنه كان لا يؤمن بالله العظيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فليس له اليوم هاهنا حميم.
He will not have a friend no more at that time to help him be saved. نعم.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا ويوم ينصير الجبال وترى الأرض بارزة وحشرناهم فلم نغادر منهم أحدا وأردوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم أن لن نجعل لكم موعدا ووضع الكتاب.
ووضع الكتاب, this is the book that you're going to be given. ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
نعم. The مجرم, the evil doer will say, woe is me, this book
Everything in there. Small, big, everything is in there.
Mushfiq upon himself. Sad, distressed about himself because what he did in this life. Wallahi, we need to call to Quran, wallah. We need Quran because a reminder of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. It's a reminder. And we need also to read Quran because it's a reminder of how we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the bayk. وسعديك والخير كله في يديك وشر ليس إليك. And when the ulama speak about the qadr, they mention four things. He says, the ilm of Allah, that whatever happens, He knows. It's written in the lawh al-mahfuz. And likewise, whatever is going to happen is by His mashia, by His will. And also He creates everything. The good and the bad Allah creates, and the people choose to follow whichever they follow. And that is al-khalq. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. And also with the qadr, there's the qadr al-hawli. Every year, Allah subhanahu decrees. And He decreed in Lawh al-Mahfuz, 50,000 years before creation, He told the pen to write. He said, what shall I write? He said, whatever is going to happen, write it down. And qadr al-hawli, yearly. نعم. إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةٍ مُبَارَكَةٍ. What is that Allah brought down? Quran. Allah brought down the Quran. When is that night that Allah brought down the Quran? Laylatul Qadr. Khud. Take your gift, Yahi. Tahadu tahabu, as the Messenger of Allah said. Laylatul Qadr is the Quran that was revealed. Khayru min alfi shahr. Naam, inna anzalnahu fi laylatul Qadr. Bi abwan, inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakatin. Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakeem. At that night, the affairs will be apportioned for the rest of the year. A decree, yearly decree. There's the decree in Lawh al-Mahfuz. Then there's the yearly decree on Laylat al-Qadr. The Deobandis, Brelvis, they think it's 15 Sha'ban. La, ya Abdullah. Who said that Allah decrees it then? When Allah already told you here. It's decreed on the night the Quran was revealed. The Quran was not revealed on 15 Sha'ban. This is why they don't know the difference between Sha'ban and Ramadan. There's difference, ya akhi. Big difference. Naam. فيها يفرق كل أمر حكيم. All affairs based upon the wisdom of Allah are apportioned. And the qadr al-yawmi. Every day there is a qadr for you, ya Abdullah. Allah decrees. As Allah says, كل يوم هو في شأن. Every day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon an affair of portioning. Ar-Rahman verse 29. So you have hope every day to call upon Allah. Al-Qadr al-Azali. And the Qadr al-Azali, which is the decree 50,000 years before creation, إِنَّ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقْنَا فِي الْقَدَرِ. That is in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. Then Shaykh, he ends this chapter of Al-Qadr, which we will end also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides whom He wills based upon His enlightenment, and He misguides whom He wills based upon His judgments, based upon His adl, yani His justice. And the Sahaba asked, if the affair has already been decreed, then where lies action? فَفِيمَ الْعَمَلِ. O Messenger of Allah, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اِعْمَلُوا. Do good deeds, do deeds. فَكُلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. For everyone is made easy for what he is created for. فَأَهْلُ السَّعَادَةِ يُيَسَّرُونَ لِلْعَمَلِ أَهْلِ السَّعَادَةِ وَأَهْلُ الشَّقَاوَةِ يُيَسَّرُونَ لِعَمَلِ أَهْلِ الشَّقَاوَةِ. And that hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. So the Ahl Sa'ada, Allah makes it easy for them, the path of Jannah, path of happiness. And Ahl Shaqawa, Allah likewise puts for them the path of the hellfire. So Allah creates everything, as Ibn Abi Zayd says, أَوْ يَكُونَ خَالِقْ لِشَيْءٍ إِلَّا وَهُوَ رَبُّ الْعِبَادِ وَرَبُّ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. The one who created everything, of course, He is the Lord of their servants and the Lord of their actions. وَنَعَمْ وَالْمُقَدِّرُ لِحَرَكَاتِهِمْ. And He is the one who pre-decrees their movements, وَآجَالِهِمْ, and their time, that lifespan. الْبَاعِثُ الرُّسُلُ, the one who sent down the messengers. نعم إليهم لإقامة الحجة عليهم, to establish the proof against them.
So تعالى الله أن يكون في ملكه ما لا يريد. So hides Allah from imperfection, that anyone can say that in his dominion will occur that which he did not will. أو يكون لأحد عنه غنى. Or anyone has any free, يعني has a way to be free from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. والله أعلم. صلى الله عليه وسلم على خير خير محمد وآخر دعوة الحمد لله رب العالمين. When did Ibn Abi Zayd رحمه الله pass away? نعم تفضل يا أخي. 386 هجرية. And Imam Ahmad, put your hand up. Yes, 241. يلا. See, that's the benefit of putting your hand up. I have all these to give out today, mashallah. New book. Maybe you're the first ones to get it, inshallah. Just came out from the printers. And Imam Malik, rahimahullah. Imam Malik, rahimahullah. There you are. Huh? No, much later than that. 296, no. Imam Malik, rahimahullah. Dates are important because Ahl Bid'ah, they come to you and they say to you, my Imam says, and he brings you someone from the 8th century. Barakallahu feek. Na'am, if he's from the 8th century, he's upon the correctness in this matter, fine. But 8th century, and he made a mistake, we say to him, let's go to the more classical scholars. Let's see what they were upon. Let's go earlier. Because the earlier, they're upon Haqq. And the later ones, who followed the earlier ones, alhamdulillah. Na'am. No, pretend you went so far away. Imam Malik is earlier than that. 263. Imam Malik. Imam Dar al-Hijra. Imam of Medina. In his time. Look, okay, I'll give you a clue. His student, Imam al-Shafi, rahimullah, he died 204 Hijriyah. So of course, it's before the 2nd century. The opposite of 197, what is it? Huh? 179. Hey, I give you a question. You, 197, which alim died upon that day, that year? Imam Ahmad, you said 241. Who died 197? Great Imam. Huh? Close? Ibn Uyayna. Ibn Uyayna. Look, the opposite. 197, Ibn Uyayna. 179, Imam Malik, rahimahullah. Don't forget that. 204 you mentioned. Give you another chance. 204 you said, Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he died 204. Who was born on that year? Which alim?
Hands up.
Put your hand up. Otherwise, you get the right answer, give it to someone else. Huh? He's the closest one. Muslim. Did you get a book?
No.
Ah. My Muslim. See, one dies, one comes. Allah is protecting the deen with the ulama. One dies, great Imam, Imam Shafi, rahimullah, who mentioned ijma'. So this one to come in after this takfiri to say no ijma'. Who will you take, Imam al-Shafi'i or takfiri? Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah. So tell him, keep your, what you say in your pocket, barakallahu feek. Naam, Allah yahdik. We take from Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, who said the ayah in Surah al-Nisa, verse 115, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقْ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيْنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِي غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. He mentioned Sabil al-Mu'mineen is proof of ijma' of Sahaba being deen. And before him the Messenger of Allah said it. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-Khulafa al-Rashidin. From the highest form of ijma' the Khulafa al-Rashidin, the Sahaba, the four caliphs. Of course, ijma' you just come and bring deen from yourself. Barakallahu feek. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah said in Aqid al-Wasiyyah, and the ijma' that is binding is the ijma' of the Salaf. Because afterwards it was more difficult to ascertain ijma'. So we take Ibn Taymiyyah or we take from this takfiri who came out yesterday saying that I learned but I didn't learn much. And he spoke against himself. Na'am, I learned but I didn't learn much. I learned yani from the scholars but I didn't learn much.
That's why Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, the one who destroys the deen is who? Half a scholar. How about half a talib ilm? What is he going to destroy? A lot, huh? Allah is going to destroy a lot. Alim, it is half alim is going to destroy the deen. How about half talib ilm? How about not even talib ilm? But the people raise him into a pedestal and they think that he is talib ilm. But he is the most ajhal al-nas, the most ignorant of people. Why? He speaks a bit of Arabic. The people don't even know what he's saying. Maybe he's saying the trees across the road. Maybe that's what he's saying. But you think, MashaAllah, he knows Arabic. How he knows Arabic? Many of them, they don't know Arabic, wallahi. Ma عندهم الغرض. Because they didn't study. They didn't study Al-Ajrumiyya, they didn't study Qatar al-Nada, Al-Fiyya, they didn't study books of Lugha Arabiyya from the ulama, books of Aqeedah, books of Manhaj. They didn't study that. They just come back to this country and the people are ignorant anyway. So the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. That's true. Everybody is blind, so that when you have one eye, you are king. That's what happened to all of these takfiris. They talk about these rulers, Muslim kuffar, they come here to this country. It's going to get more kuffar than here. They go around saying Muslim rulers, kuffar, Muslim rulers, kuffar, yani without establishing the proof. We're not saying that some of them are not. But without establishing the proof, which is the way of Ahl Sunnah. They say that and they come here. And they take money from them, begging. Is this Muslim? This is humiliation, Ya Abdullah. Humiliation. You left your country there, Muslim country, we hear the Adhan, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, even if you have little to eat. Even if you have little to eat. And you're upon Ibadah, your children are protected. You know, to the best of your ability, you take them to Quran school, you bring them back. You can hear the Adhan, you can hear... This is, you are more likely to control your children there. You come here, and you'll get the benefits. More than 25,000 a year benefits. Huh? Waking up late, you don't even have to get up in the morning to go to work, huh? Sweat it out, waking up late, huh? And subhanAllah, and this is how you are. And this is how you are, and the people, they give you money as well, and you got big bank balance, subhanAllah. But no job, you know? SubhanAllah. And yet, you are ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the takfiri is like the woman who's ungrateful to her husband, as one of the scholars mentioned. You know why? You know why? Because, you see, the woman is ungrateful to her husband, the Prophet said, Kufr al-Ashira, he called it Kufr al-Ashira. Huh? He called it the ungratitude that the ungrateful woman has to her husband. He does so much good, he says, well, I didn't see any good. Yeah, she says, I don't see any good. Or she remembers the bad things only, you know? True, huh? She, yeah, and you did 100 good things. She remembers one bad thing that you did 10 years ago. Kufr al-Ajira, she always remind you of that one. But how about the one now? He's takfiri. He's ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, ungrateful to Allah by making takfir of the Muslims. Call Muslim kafir, just like that, with the tongue easy. On the tongue. Not fear of Allah. Not fear of Allah. The Prophet said, من قال لأخيه يا كافر فقد باء به أحدهما. Whoever says to his brother, O kafir, he falls on one of the two. That's how serious kufr. Say your Muslim brother is kafir. So that man there, takfiri, he is ungrateful. He is ungrateful. If the situation arises where you're going to bring a benefit, there's no harm in bringing a benefit, but it's not your da'wah. Your da'wah is not science. Your da'wah is tawheed. Da'wah is tawheed. Just like now you have the other side, some people, their da'wah is just mentioned about, they go and just quote from the Bible. Their whole da'wah is Bible. Allah said your Quran, Yari. And your whole da'wah is the Bible. Yeah, you mentioned a few contradictions here and there. Khalas, move on. Tawheed. Ibadah. Uluhiyya. Sma' sifat. Teach the people. But the whole da'wah is Bible. Okay, if that's all you know, stick to that. Stick to that and learn your deen. But now the problem is now. This one yesterday, he used to just be on the stage يعني as a common, you know, the, what they call a مدير, just as on the stage saying, and now we have the MC. Before he's just yesterday MC, now he is not just Bible thumper, you know, but now he is fatwa mufti, giving fatwa. Naam. And one of the statements that this individual said, and we name him Zakir Naik, he said, and tell me now, this is on YouTube, not for me to invent, he said, and this is the title of his talk, and this, or this is the his motto: 1,000 things that Allah cannot do. It's bad when you hear it, isn't it? Nirvana. Anyway, leave that. But this, look, that's bad. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا, Allah says. Call upon Allah by beautiful names that He has named Himself with, not for you to make up your own name. But the point is this one, he says 1,000 things Allah cannot do. Then he says Allah cannot lie. Allah cannot, and he starts bringing the, are you actually praising Allah by saying this? What is this? This is not how the Salaf used to speak. They were not philosophers. They will start with, no one said Allah cannot lie. Of course we don't even think that. That even doesn't even, we shouldn't even, yani, even say that to the people. And even to come with that standpoint, Allah cannot do 1,000 things. Don't come from that standpoint. This is not the da'wah of the Salaf I used to be. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kulli shay'in qadir. Start with that. He's able to do all things. And then after that, yaliqu bi jalalihi, in that which befits His majesty. This is how the Salaf used to speak. Not 1,000 things Allah cannot do, and then you start naming deficiencies. Don't start from that angle. It's not the way of the Salaf. Not the way of the ulama. Never hear ulama speak like that. It's not a joke. This you're talking about the deen. وَأَنْ تَقُولَ اللَّهِ مَا لَتَعْلَمُونَ, and that you speak about Allah that which you don't know. So, yesterday one thing, and today you're... So why you open yourself to that situation? If your area is the Bible, you know about the Bible's mistakes, mention those and that's it. Stick to that area. But you want to start now speaking about Aqeedah of Islam, based upon your own... Big crowd. And there's many like that, ya ikhwan. Many like that. They're on stage. It don't matter who's on the stage. Takfiri, ma fi mushkila. Sufi, ma fi mushkila. All of them, they come together on one platform. You say your thing, I say my thing. And even one of the Sufis, look what he said to them. He said, you teach your books of Muhammad Wahab, rahmullah, of Tawheed and so on, and we'll teach our books of a shirk, you know, that have shirk in them, Burda of Busayri and other than that. Yani, but as long as no, yani, we're all together. You do your bit, I do my bit. How? Shirk and Tawheed cannot come together. Sunnah and Bid'ah are not together. They are separate. Now, name one of the qualities of Ibad al-Rahman. Let's have someone new. They, when they are addressed by the ignorant, they say salama. What is the first order in the Quran? Somebody else. Amen. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. That's right at the end. The first order in the Quran. Yes. What? Bring the verse. Huh? اتقوا الله. Mudassir, yeah, Mudassir, قم فأنذر, is right at the end of the Quran. يا أيها الذين آمنوا. كيف؟ يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. اي نعم, until the end. الذي جعل لكم الارض فراشا والسماء بناء وانزل لكم من السماء رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله اندادا وانتم. What is the first forbidden in the Quran? Yeah, what is the verse? Yeah, you got your book though, huh? What is your name? Okay, choose. Who you want to give it to? Are you going to read it?
Ah, he's happy now, huh? MashaAllah. Okay, we have three more. But I said to you, what is the first order? Actually, there is an order before that order in the Quran. But you see, the A'budu Rabbakum is from Allah, يعني, order for us to Allah. But there's one before it in Fatiha. This is an order, but it's not an order actually. But in Arabic language you call it fi'l amr, but it's not actually an order in English. We call it a request. Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. First? Did you get a book? Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim. MashaAllah. Okay, jayid. You see, that's a fi'l amr. Fi'l amr majzoom. You know it's fi'l amr majzoom. اهدنا صراط المستقيم. That's the faida from Sheikh Salih al Sheikh. I remember him. That's the Fatiha. He said that. طيب. جيد. What other questions we have? We have run out of questions. طيب. About the topic. Al-Qadr. What are the four types of Qadr that the scholars speak about? What are the four levels that the scholars speak about whenever they mention Qadr? Four things. Now. Ilm. Ilm is one of them. Ewa? There are four things we said. Ilm is one. The ilm of Allah is there. But what's the second one? Ewa? Al-kitaba that is written. Mashia and wal khalq. You got most of them. Tafadhal. So we have ilm, wal mashia, wal khalq, and the fourth one. We didn't mention the fourth one. Kitaba that is written 50,000 years before creation. Right, the last book. Who was? This is a hard one. 600 Hijriyah. Scholar. He died in that year. 600. Huh? His cousin. Huh? The cousin of Ibn Qudama al-Maqdisi. Who is he? Huh? Who do you want to give the book to? Abdul Ghani al-Maqdisi. Ya Abdullah. Abdul Ghani al-Maqdisi. Rahimullah. Look, they are cousins. Ibn Qudama and Abdul Ghani al-Maqdisi. Both of them are Maqdisi. They are cousins. One of them, huh? He has, what does he have? What does Ibn Qudama have? Book in Aqidah. Lam'ut. لمعة اعتقاد. And what does Abdul Ghani have? عمدة الأحكام. And also he has Aqidah book which Sheikh Abdul Razak put out recently from manuscript. Now it's available in the bookshops in Arabic. If you get it, mashallah, you have another one from the Salaf. And Aqidah, I don't know, Aqidah Abdul Ghani al-Maqdisi or something like that. It's a new one, just came out past year or two. Hold on to the books of the Salaf. Between us and the Ahl Bid'ah are the books of the Salaf. With them, we are guided. Inshallah. Yes, of course. Everything is created with Qadr. With pre-decree. This one says here, Allah bless you, Ameen, all together, Ameen. Can you advise the brothers about Munajjid? As brothers go to his website, Islam Q&A. I mean, I don't have to say anything. The ulama have already spoken. Sheikh Rabbi Abu Dawud said he's from the heads of the Qutubiyyin. That's what he said. From those who follow the path of Sayyid Qutub. No. And when he mentioned the students of Sheikh Al-Albani, he mentioned those who have يعني, also a problem in this area of Sayyid Qutub. He mentioned some of them, and those who say that Tawheed Al-Hakimiyyah is the fourth category of Tawheed. Naam, Eid al-Abbasi said that in his Zunriyad, and
when we went to see him, he said that. So we don't speak. The ulama speak. They precede us, and we say what they say. We say what they say from knowledge that they have, because they have preceded us. And Abad and Sheikh Rabbi as well have spoken. So that website, go to take from the websites of the ulama. You go Sheikh Fawzan, Sheikh Nataymin, rahimahullah, Sheikh Al Albani, rahimahullah. You know, from those mashayikh. I read something about him in Salafi Talk, but they told me that side Salafi Talk is not reliable. Allah, people say what they like at the end of the day. You see, they can speak ill of Salafi Talk. Salafi Talk, mashallah, if they bring the proof, follow it. If they don't bring the proof, don't follow it. At the end of the day, it's proof, isn't it? It's about Dalil. I can say to you one thing which I saw myself. And Manajid, he used to have a book called Islah Buyut. Islah Buyut. You know, rectification of the houses. And in there he mentioned about the building a library, and he said from the books that you should build the library with is the books of Sayyid Qutb. He mentioned that. And afterwards he printed a new print, he took it out, but didn't say why, so it didn't come out, and the new print, he didn't put it in there. And he didn't put it in there. But the point is stick to those who have already been known to be clearly upon this blessed path of Tawheed Sunnah and Al-Sayyam the companions. The ulama, they say something not out of vain, they say it with knowledge and with insight. And Shaykh Rabbi Hafidhullah, Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah used to refer to him about individuals. Shaykh bin Baz rahimahullah used to refer to him, it's written with the stamp, everything that he used to refer to him with, about individuals. And Shaykh al-Bahrullah said, the Imam of Jarh al-Ta'deed, na'am, la shak wala raib. You see, although Shaykh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah said, يعني, bring me proof that what he said is without dalil. And all those he criticized, what happened in the end to them? Abu al-Hasan criticized him, what happened in the end to him? Muhammad al-Maghrawi, likewise. All of those he mentioned. Before that, he used to advise them to the best of his ability, try to make them follow the truth. But they were stubborn, not accepting the truth. So he refuted them. And recently, now the Jordanian one, again, refuting them upon truth, upon basira. It's about dalil, Abdullah. And now they say, what's the fuss about? Oh, I don't care about these things. Why should you not care? Why should you not care when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ اِخْتَلَفْتُمْ فَرَدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. If you differ amongst yourselves, then take it back to Allah and His Rasul. If you believe, truly believe in Allah and the last day. Now, take it back to Allah and His Rasul. It's dalil, ya Abdullah. This one, he brought bid'ah, qawa'id bid'iyya, principles are innovated. Don't follow him, ya Akhi. This one, he spoke about sahaba. Don't follow him, ya Akhi. This one, he talked about this new world order, whatever they call it, the one in Jordan. You know, this thing that they used to, that was mentioned, this order that they had, and he read it, praised it in the khutbah, the Jordanian one, praised it in the khutbah, and so on. How you praise that one? In there, it's got wahdatul adiyan, unison in religion. We don't say that unison in religion. Deen belongs to Allah. Inna deen and Allah Islam. That's it. All these other religions are not from Allah. They are not considered deen samawiya. Judaism, Christianity, Hindu, all of that is not from Allah. All of them have changed the religion that came to them. That was Islam. وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ إِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَا يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. It will not be accepted from you. You choose an ever religion other than Islam, and no, it will be accepted from you. So stick to the ulama that are known. As for Salafi Talk, alhamdulillah, there's a much khair in there. Even those people who want refutations on Brahmis, Sufis, Ash'aris, Mu'tazila, Takfiris, they still go there. If they don't know Arabic, they still, you find them going there. So, alhamdulillah, even they benefit from it. Even though they turn a blind eye. And they sometimes fall on their faces. Unless they go to Salafi Talk. And other websites like Salafi Talk, which clarifies individuals. Islam is about not just clarifying the truth, also about warning against bad and those who are upon error. So both being balanced.
Yeah. For example, if someone is doing lessons and is going through for example, Aqidah books and from the ulama and that, and you've been told that he, for example, a graduate from Medina, studied in a place like Yemen for a bit or something, but he's not known to like the da'i, and obviously you don't know if he's known to the ulama because he's not known to the da'i. Do you sit his lessons and take from even though you know not see bad from him?
Wallahi, akhi, look, it's good to ask the people with experience. Sheikh Rabi Hafizullah asked him once, what was going on here? We mentioned to him what's happening and this, and some individuals, they invited this such and such person. He said, you invite those who have no problem. Invite those who have no problem, yani. No, not going to cause you confusion in your religion. And likewise, he himself said, yani, and Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi said about cooperating with your brothers in Maktab al-Salafiyya in Birmingham, for you'll find who is better than them in this country. Not out of ta'asub, we don't get anything from them, but in terms of reality. And even the opposers, we said to them, you now praising this one, al-Hadith, and you know, tooth and nail, are they better than these brothers in Maktab al-Salafiyya? They will say to you, no. In terms of the methodology, sticking to the ulama, sticking to, no doubt, no one's perfect. No one's saying that they are not, don't have any error. But in terms of methodology, which one is clear? Are you going to choose that which is the lower than that which is better? That's what they do. Tooth and nail. But they'll say to you, Naam, they are closest to the ulama. They all say the same to you. The same opposers who are fighting the brothers in Maktab, they're doing that. They will say that and they will admit it, and they do admit it. But what's the problem then? Didn't the Prophet said ad-dinu nasiha, advising them, if you see anything, advise them. But you oppose them and you fight them and you isolate yourself from them, and no, this is not correct. Ta'awun al-birri wa taqwa, cooperate with your brothers upon birr and taqwa. So since they are upon khair, we cooperate with them. As Sheikh Ubaid himself said to them, so long as you are upon khair, upon following the ulama, upon sunnah, on this path, we are with you. If you're not, then obviously we'll not be with you. And Mashaykh, likewise the same. Doesn't mean that anything that they do without error, no. But they are brothers, and we are all prone to error, but they are brothers who, inshallah, are doing their best for the past 25 years upon istiqamah, clarifying the way of the people who lived through many fitan of different individuals passed by, whether it's Maghrawi, Abul Hassan, or all of those, and they're still firm upon that haq. So going back to your question, Sheikh Muhammad bin Hadi said, not anyone you who graduates, yani, he is to be taken the knowledge from. How many people graduate? You got this one, graduate with master's degree, and he speaks, and he's with the Sufis. So, not anyone who graduates, has to be known. Who is he? Where did he study? Sheikh Saif Uzan says, "Aina darasa." Where did he study? Has to be known. It's to be ma'ruf. Not someone all of a sudden just came out. And also, what you teach is what you study. Kunu rabbani ma kuntum ta'alimun kitab ma kuntum taruzun. What you study. This book, Aqidat al-Qirawaniya, Ibn Abi Zayd here, this was taught so many times in Medina by the Mashaykh. Sheikh Abay taught it, Sheikh Razak taught it, and also Sheikh Muhammad al-Aqid taught it. Now, they taught these, and they go through these books, so they're reviving these books. And you know what? The difference between, I mentioned this before, studying the deen of Allah is not just studying a portion. In Jami' Islamiyah, they give you the tools, which is good. Give you the tools. But if you just did Jami' Islamiyah and you didn't sit with the ulama outside in Masjid al-Nabawi, and you'll find that you are deficient in your methodology if you don't hold on to the ulama. Because the ulama give you, look, from beginning, from alif ila al-ya, yani right into the end. Cover from cover to cover. Book after book after book. Look, Sheikh Abdul Mahsin, Sunan al-Majah, how many? 3 years. From cover to cover. Every single hadith, every single narrator. Hakada al-ilm. That's heavy, ilm heavy. So not anyone graduate, find out who he is. because we know many people in Medina, and then where are they? You know, we know them by name, that they are here, but where? They're here, but where? Not with the ulama. You don't see them, yani, nor do you hear of them being with the ulama. Medina is small, it's only 1 million people. So, you know, alhamdulillah, halaqat al-ilm, masjid al-nabawi, you've got halaqat outside the masjid. Very few people sit with the ulama, yani, that we know of. But there are, alhamdulillah, some good brothers who are in Jamia Islamiyah, who are, mashallah, sitting and benefiting and learning. And they come out strong, mashallah, tabarakallah. Come out beneficial. The likes of our brother who comes here, Awais, Zala Khair, and other than them who come and they try their best to clarify the deen to you. That they have been mentioned and they have known.
Is it alright to say that, for example, if one of the da'is from, for example, Birmingham here was to say, this person did not sit with scholars, and then the person you tried to tell people, and they would say, for example, I have not seen any wrong in him, is this a statement?
No, it's not such a statement. Why? Because you may not have seen wrong, but somebody else may have seen wrong in him. No. Somebody else may have seen wrong in him. And what kind of wrong is it? You have to see, you're speaking general. Speaking general, you get general answer. You may have not seen wrong in him, but others may have seen wrong in him. No. You have in Mecca, of course, you have the likes of Shaykh Rabi' bin Hadi al-Madkhali. You have in Mecca as well Muhammad Bazmul and his brother Ahmed Bazmul, who is strong in Hadith and Mustalah, that is his area. And Shaykh Ahmed Bazmul is he's the one who refuted this Jordanian recently. And you have also other scholars in Mecca, Shaykh Yahya Hindi, and other than them, from those, mashallah, tabarakallah, who clarifying the deen to the people. And in Medina, mashallah, hadithullah halal, there's many ulama, the elders who are there. You've got Sheikh Abdul Masih Abbad, Sheikh Salih Sahimi, Sheikh Ali Nasr Faqihi, and you've got other mashayikh teaching, the likes of Muhammad bin Hadi Madkhali, who teaches Ma'arij al-Qabul, and you have the likes of Salih Sahimi, who's in his 70s. So you have ulama teaching, and you have other than them teaching. MashaAllah, tabarakallah, khairu barakah. Medina is a lot. If you start even in Jamia Islamiyah, about 15 Salafi sheikhs teaching. So there's still some good there, and it's not as it used to be. No, but still some good there. The people can benefit from, inshallah, from those teachers. Jeddah, you used to have Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna, rahimullah. He was there teaching 4 days a week, rahimahullah. And likewise in Jeddah, you have a lot of students of knowledge who are coming up now, coming up to be good teachers of the deen. Strong students of knowledge coming up, like Sheikh Maher Qahtani, Naam, mashallah, and other than him, from Jeddah. Naam, and students of those who used to be students of the mashayikh there in Medina. You got the one who came here to this country, the one who came here, Fuad. His name is Fuad. Usama and his brother. Usama and his brother living in Jeddah. There are students of Sheikh Rabi' and also students of Sheikh Muhammad Hadi and others. They are also teaching know that they, mashallah, they are beneficial because do a lot of good in the da'wah wise, And Riyadh, la shak, Riyadh, mashallah, tabarakallah. You got Sheikh Farif Uzan, Sheikh Al Haydan, and many of the scholars in Riyadh. And Ghudayyan, rahimullah, just passed away recently. And in Jubail, we had Sheikh Muhammad Ramadan recently, he came to visit us in Jubail. And in Jizan, in the south part of Saudi Arabia, you have Sheikh Zayd bin Hadi al-Madkhali. Naam, hafidhahullah. And before him was Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi, rahimahullah, his own teacher as well. And other strong students of knowledge as well, beneficial. Jaisan, they have markers there, Salafi markers. And mashallah, tabarakallah, there's a brother here, you speak to him. He's there, Abu Inshira. Speak to him. He'll tell you about the situation there. No. Who? Anwar Awlaki, this one is takfiri. Jahil of the deen of Allah. This one said, you know, he said, one Jahil statement, he said from the signs of the same sect is that they believe in suicide bombings. And the Jahil, sign of safe sect, suicide bombing. What happened to Aqidah? What happened to methodology? Sign, and if someone believes in suicide, khalas, he's saved. No, suicide bombing is haram, ya aslan. You know, the sign of the shaitan sect, yes. He may be mis... He wants to say shaitan, he said saved. And now, Hizb al-Shaytan, not Hizbullah. So this one here, they follow the Hizb of Shaytan. Nah. If you don't leave Qawl al-Zur or Shahadat al-Zur, Allah doesn't have no need of your fast. No, it doesn't mean that. It means that you should keep away from swearing, bad speech, lying. This is what you should keep away. As for if you leave one fast, you have to fast 60 days for every day you missed. Naam, how does Qadr change? Dua. Yes, there is a narration which mentions that dua. Naam, but it doesn't actually change the Qadr. You know, the narration means that the, yes, dua helps you in your life. Make dua, like in Witr, you're making your dua. But Allah knows that you're going to change, your situation will change because of this dua. So no way are you going to go away from the knowledge of Allah. He knows what you're going to do, even the dua that you do, He knows what you're going to say, which will help you in your situation and better your life. No. 4 months, yeah. I don't know. Allahu alam. No. Why you say that? Sheikh Muhammad Ramadan, somebody said that in his dust in Birmingham. He says, well, I don't have authority over you. You want to go? Huh? I'm not your dad. And Akhuk, I'm your brother in Islam. You know, you want to go? Go. You want to go to the toilet? Go. It's better you go. No. And also Sheikh Muhammad Ramadan said, also this way of Jamaat Tabligh, they used to do this. Why? Because they have control over their followers. My man, you know, you want to go. You know, Sheikh Muhammad Ramadan afterwards, he said that if you were to want to go to the toilet, it's better you go. Nah, man. Yeah, this is usually what Sheikh Falah Ismail said, that around the world, usually an hour and a half around the whole world. Is it established? Allahu alam. This is a big topic, this one. Big topic. But usually we found, even in this country, an hour and a half usually is correct. That's why you have now 4:10, I think it is now. No. But has it been before 2 hours? Even those people now who are doing 2 hours, when Ramadan finishes, they go back to an hour and a half. You see? So we didn't change. They're the one who changed. No. Sheikh Farah Ismail. He said, yes, around the whole world you see it's usually an hour and a half between the Fajr and the sunrise. No. But you'll find even those who they change in Ramadan. Why? And then they complain, you. Like, what about you? Huh? Oh, no. Close your eyes while praying. This is not mentioned in the Sunnah that you close your eyes and pray. Rather, you look at the place of sujood. Now, the Sunnah is from Sheikh Al-Bani Rahmah said it's authentic. You look at the place of sujood. There's a difference of opinion. You know, Sheikh Maqbar Rahmah said you look straight. Sheikh Al-Bani Rahmah said brought the narration and he said it's hasan or authentic and a good chain that you look at the place of sujood. Huh? Not crouching your back, huh? not crouching your back. Crouching, you know what crouching means in English? Crouching is like this, waiting for a bomb to come. That's when crouching is. So don't crouch your back. As for looking down, praise of sujood, nah. And some brothers said that, we mentioned last year that to lower your back, if I said that, Allahumma firli ya Rabb, astaghfirullah tubu ilayh, I didn't, if I said that, it's wrong. I made a mistake. Yeah. And how easy it is to say I made a mistake, what's the problem? And the brother corrected me last week as well, that hadith that was corrected, I think it was you were right. See, Muslim Imam Ahmad and other sunans, I made a mistake, forgive me. Ikhwan, barakallahu fiqh. Salafi Sunni is one. Salafi Sunni. Sunni is following the Sunnah. Salafi is following the understanding of the Salaf. So he's Sunni. He's the one that he's following the commandment of Rasulullah ﷺ, follow me under rightly guided caliphs. He's upon the way of the Sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. He's one. But Salafi Sunni, Salafi Sufi, not one. They're my own ones, Yahi. Jazakallah khair. But we have something there the brothers want afterwards, inshallah, to look at. Barakallah. Yes, of course, inshallah. But not in the masjid. Subhanakallah, alhamdulillah, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.
Assalamu alaikum. Could the sisters be as quick as they can in leaving, please? Because the owners upstairs need their space back. Jazakumullah khair.